Yeah, all I could say is welcome to the Treasure Hunter series. This is going to be the term of all terms. You've heard of the mother of all wars. This is not a war. This is the term of all terms. We're going to be exploring how to find our passion, something hidden maybe within that we didn't even realize. Imagine if you could find your mission during this series. Imagine if you found your destiny. Could you imagine that? We'll come to week three, and you certainly will. Imagine if you could find your way in a much clearer way, and there's going to be a real guest speaker coming for that. Imagine if you could find your gifts. So if you know what are those things you can do, can you jump and hold on to bridges like Drake can? Can you find your voice? Could you learn to speak up in a way that would change the world around you? Could you find your mate maybe? We'll have a sort of pair up that Sunday. We'll just hook you up, marriage on that Sunday afternoon. Finding your God. Maybe you lost him along the way. So we'll do a quick check-in. So we're pumped about this. There's going to be about four or five different speakers along the way. And I think it's going to be unlike anything you've ever experienced before. So get ready for the adventure of a lifetime. Like Tad out looking for stuff, I wonder if you've ever found something that was like seriously treasured to you. So to that person next to you, ask them this question. What have you found that was like lost treasure? Some discovery you made in your long life. Is there anyone in the room who's never found something? Really? Well, guess what? You're in the right place, because today you are going to find something no less than your passion. My what? What now? What's this all about? What is passion? I'm sure you're asking yourself. Ash is asking himself right now as I'm speaking, like, what is passion? Maybe ask that same person next to you, what do you think passion is? Who reckons they just heard the greatest definition of passion that's ever been shared? Put your hand up if you just heard someone share with you the greatest definition of passion. Okay, Micah, come up and share what you heard.
Okay. Passion is like something that you enjoy doing, and something like when you feel down or maybe negative, no physical or mental energy, like that one thing, something that keeps you going and you enjoy doing it more than anything else.
Nice. Who else heard someone share something like that? Who heard something good?
Just this is on a personal point of view. I think passion is like a drive, actually. Because I know it can be used in out of context, like all these different ways, but this
is... drives you forward to do something.
Yeah, well, it drives you in a lot of things. So it's like I'm passionate about this and this, and I want to do that.
Almost like a synonym, right? It's my drive. It's that thing that's driving me. Okay?
Okay, well, it's sort of like what you said. Passion is something you like that drives you and keeps you going.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, let's explore something, because I think we're going to take you in a specific direction. Like you heard Ben saying, well, there's different contexts and stuff. Let's suggest that it's the God-given desire that compels believers, Christians, followers of Jesus, to make a difference in an area of life or ministry. You can see we put in a bit of a spiritual spin on this. So, of course, my passion could be guitar. And I'm an air guitar hero, and I play rock star, whatever, you know, on PlayStation. But that's one sense of passion. But it's a God-given desire that compels, there's that word drive, that drives you to make a difference in some area or ministry. Okay? I'm going to say a few things, and then you're going to start working, and I'll be over. Passion is a burden, a dream, a vision, or call. Drive. Okay? So these are some of the things. So it's like, I have this burden. I need to do this, right? I have a dream. I think there was a passion in Martin Luther King for societies that are integrated, and we're seeing that. Not perfectly, but largely 100% better than what he experienced, okay? It's a call. It calls you forward. It drives and calls. We're going to suggest that it's a spiritual thing. It's not just I have a passion for whackaberries. No, that's an addiction, and you can get help with that. You can go again. You know what I mean? And then that helps the thing. You know what I mean? But we're going to put a spiritual slant on it, okay? We're going to suggest that it's something that you care deeply about, that you will protect, that you would do anything to do it, okay? So you care very deeply about it. It also motivates you to take action. You don't sit in the corner in a dark room. Oh, I got passion to go outdoors and cut down trees. No, dude, you don't have a passion. You just have a conscience, maybe. Passion is a magnet that draws you into ministry, to do something, to take action in a way that would touch the kingdom, okay? And finally, passion makes impossibilities possible. It allows you to overcome obstacles, hurdles, and to do something that you never imagined because you've got this drive, this call, this burden, this dream. So how do you find it? Well, can I give you what your passion should be? No, right? Why? Because then that's my thing. So if I tell you, hey, you should be doing this, you're not going to be passionate about that. So we don't have passion cards to hand out today, but we do have a sheet that's going to rock your world. If my little Santa's helpers can come forward and hand these out, probably the front row's got it, guys. And if you could each get a pen. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at 7 clues to finding your passion. It's kind of like a treasure map. This is going to be huge. You might find $1 million buried when you follow the clues. So you have to follow each clue step by step. So you're going to do it, okay? Let me warn you that this could be dangerous. I was very comfortably working with young people in a church in the north of Joburg some 15 years ago maybe, and someone put this piece of paper in front of me. So I had a nice salary, I was driving a nice Nissan Sentra, I had everything. I was in the north, I was by Honeydew, you know, lifestyle nursery. I was the pastor of all pastors because I worked with teenagers. And I was given this piece of paper without the word treasure hunters on it, and I began, so don't start yet, okay, we're going to do this step by step. And what I did is I resigned my job the next week, and I began to travel Africa and started movements in 16 African countries because I found my deeper passion. Okay, so here we go. Number one, what topic excites you the most? When you and I meet and we have a discussion, and when you start to talk about a certain subject or subjects, you get all animated. You get your eyes light up. There's like a glint in your eyes, and I can't stop you talking. The only thing I can do is put a waka berries in front of you and shove it in your face. But you are so passionate. You're like, take away the waka berries. I just want to talk about this thing. What is it that excites you the most? Okay, and you can put down a couple things. This one doesn't have to be overly spiritual. This doesn't have to be helping little old ladies walk across the road. Unless it is that. That's Warwick's passion. Don't steal his. Okay, don't move on to the next one because that clue hasn't been unveiled. It's not on your page yet. Just do number one. If there's a couple things, that's cool. Some of these are going to take 5 minutes. Some of these are going to take 30 seconds. Like, that's an easy one, right? You know what you're passionate about, what you speak about it that excites you. Moving on in 30 seconds. Clue number two. What do you tend to daydream about? When the maths teacher is whining on eloquently or boringly, where do you go? What do you think about? What do you think of doing or creating? Not dreaming at night, but like daydreaming. What do you like? Oh, man, I could do that. I could do that. And what do you create in your mind in those spare, idle moments? Not that you have any because you're so busy. Again, it's okay for more than one thing. And write key words and phrases. You don't have to write a big, long sentence. The less words you have, the better, because then you're going to be looking for common threads a bit later. Okay, that one's also quite straightforward and simple. Bam, you got it, everyone? Okay, I'll slow down when there comes longer things like this one. I want you now, number three, to look back over your life and list all your achievements. And you're like, dude, I've only had 15 years. I'm not like a grandpa or something. But you've achieved things. What have you done? Have you directed something? Yes, Mr. Escher and Talita. Where's Talita? Yes, there, right there. What have you done? What would you say I've achieved so far in my life? Maybe you achieved passing grade 8, and that was a huge thing. I don't know. But what have been things that you would tick off? Maybe there's some musical area, some sport area, some... Just think broadly, okay? And you want 5 of them. See, passions tend to come out of things that we do. So we're not looking for something that you've never tasted or experienced or seen. You're not getting it out of a book or something. So when I look back and look through things that I've accomplished, I'm going to maybe get a clue to what my passion is. Because chances are you've already been involved somehow with it and you're refining. So passion is something that you've probably done something toward already, even though maybe it's a small scale or embryonic. Okay, number 4. What activities make you lose track of time? When you're operating in the area of your passion, time flies. When you're operating out of your passion, you don't enjoy that thing. Don't sign up for math next year, like advanced maths, calculus, something, if time drags when you do maths in this year at school. Rather, drop that out of your vocabulary and do like history, science, and woodwork. That just came to me. It might be prophetic for some of you. I think that's for Hannah to take woodwork. Okay, so when you're acting in the area of your passion, time flies. So what things that you do make time? You're just like, where did the time go? I'm eating whackaberries. Time is just flying. Okay, so epic question number 4. What activities do you do that make you lose track of time? It's probably only 1 or 2 things. Number 5. How do you want to make a difference in your world? Passion is something that revolves around making a difference generally. Even if it's just violin maybe, which is kind of part of it but not the whole, maybe you want to so play your violin that people cry because you think crying's cool, okay? So you want to make a difference in your world and crying because it's so screechy and awful. How do you want to make a difference in your world? Would you like to change something in people, in your society? You could change one thing, or what have you found yourself saying? I could change that. What do you often feel yourself saying or thinking I could change? You got it. Last one before we do some other creative stuff. What activities leave you energized? You like pumped up, fired up. You could do this thing for 5 hours and you could go another 5 hours. My son is at rage. Keegan spent Thursday night standing in a line at Northgate Dome to be one of the first in his group to get this what spot up front, whatever. He's already been offered a job by, is it Google? Yeah, Amazon.com. There's a computer company that wants to throw money at him and buy him machines, and if he promotes them. He's there. He's still there. We don't know where he is. Apparently, there's like a sleeping bag somewhere, but you're just gaming from Friday to Sunday. I would say he's kind of passionate about gaming. Imagine if it was a spiritual passion. Through your gaming, you're doing something significant. Can you see the difference between a natural passion and a supernatural spiritual passion? And maybe it'll be that. So what leaves you energized? You can literally go a weekend. Dominic and I left home this week one morning, 5 a.m., and we spent like about 8 hours birdwatching together. That's just crazy for some of you, because some of you don't want to get up at 5 a.m. ever. In fact, I got up at 4. To go and fetch the dude. And we had an awesome time because there's a passion. What are you passionate about? You energized. Let's go again. One more game. Foosball, Jeffrey. Okay. Right, you've got that. Now, here's your chance to go back and circle some key common words. If you find a word or an activity, a phrase or something that seems to be in more than one place, what are some common phrases or words? You can even add a word to the phrase, to the page. You could say, wow, you know what those 3 things are if I join the dots? So it's kind of like a 3D. You might see a dinosaur. If you hold it back and squint and look through the paper, there might be a dinosaur or your passion starting to come out. Just see what's starting to come out. So underline, circle, draw lines, connect the dot, do a mind map somehow. Somehow there's some common things that are like, whoa, I didn't know that was so important to me. That's on every answer almost. Maybe that's my spiritual passion. Maybe. Who knows? And now you take your first stab by saying, so my passion is, and in that block, with as few words as possible, you want to describe your passion. It's not necessarily easy. I'm not suggesting that it's like, so for some of you, it's just like there maybe. Some of you, you're staring at like 20, 30 things. It's like, what? Oh, it's yogurt. That's the common. You're looking for that common thing. Yogurt or custard or jelly. Something's common. Look for it. Might be Weet-Bix, but something on your page is common, and it's like flashing. Look for the flashing light. Okay, this I'm going to give you another 3 minutes, so don't feel I'm rushing you. I'm going to ask you two questions, and then you're going to get to go and tweak it, and you can rub it out. You can cut out. If you've got tweezers and nail clippers, you can cut some words out. You can cross out, okay? This is not school. You can use Tippex even. I'm going to ask you two questions, which might mean you have to go back and tweak it, because that would be the next step. So, number one, does this passion of mine glorify God? Which means make God smile, make him bigger. Glorify means to magnify. Does it like sort of rock his socks? Like if it's just to rage for like 96 hours, how is God getting delight in that? Okay? If it's to rage in a way that connects other people via gaming into a relationship with Jesus, then I think God's like, ooh, I'm there with you, bro. Otherwise, I'm on your own. Okay? You're on your own, sorry, not God on his own. Secondly, does it edify people? Edify means to like build up, like to develop. If it's too selfish, my spiritual passion is to be stinking rich, build a huge house on Northcliff Hill, and make sure I got razor wire all around so no one steals my stuff. Basically, just change your name to Scrooge McDuck, if that's you. Okay? Because that is selfish. If it is to be stinking rich, build a huge house in Robin Hills and have people who are out of school who don't have a place to live and want to go to university or tertiary education come and stay, and I'm going to call it home base. Then we're talking, Talit and Daniela, spiritual passion. Now, that may be your parents, not yours. Okay, it's a real situation. Can you see the difference between something that glorifies God and edifies people and just makes you bigger and nastier and meaner and greedier? So go back in light of those questions and tweak a little bit. Maybe add a dimension. Maybe add a dimension that says this is not just about me, but it's about God, the kingdom. And you're going to be sharing this in a few minutes. That's why we are in intimate groups. So just brush it up, get it ready, make it look ready for public consumption. Do you have something to share? Okay, here's what you're going to do. One person at a time is going to stand in front of the group, your group, not the big group, and you're going to share with the other three or four people that are left exactly what it is that you've come up with so far. Tell them it's in pencil, and if you get embarrassed, pull the curtain down. Okay, just do that, and then the curtain's down. And then if you're confident, just pull the curtain up. Okay, and then that will be okay. Then the group is going to choose what they feel is one that like is worth sharing, or it's like cool to share, and we'll have a few come share maybe at the microphone, but that's the next step. Okay, so right where you are, one person up, sharing, ta-da. So you need to decide who's coming forward to share. Yes, Andre. Okay, listen up. Give the person up front here your undivided attention. Let's hear what some of the passions are.
Well, you know, what I said was, like, achieving things through God. So maybe when I pray for something and it actually happens, I feel so good because I know, like, God actually heard me. And then when people start to see what's happening to me, they can also be, like, wanting to know, like, how I'm doing it. And then I'll tell them it's God. So, yeah.
Okay, so my passion is quite easy. It was people, and I guess just talking to people about God and trying to help people who don't know God come to know God.
Nice, thank you, Joe.
Mine it's let's start on the spiritual side. It's ministering, I think. Yeah, like just discipling people, you know, like just being on the forefront and helping people, especially the youth. And then the second one would be education, like helping kids, particularly with maths and science. Yeah, so I think that's where God wants me, yeah, just to be brief.
My passion is serving God and evangelizing across the world, changing politics, economies, nations, businesses, families, communities to glorify God.
Okay, my passion is relationships / finding my voice. I love spending time with others, but I also like being able to confront something that's wrong.
I said helping people, so psychology and writing.
My passion is communicating with and working in an action-orientated team that aims to make Earth practically look more like heaven whilst interacting with fallen people.
My passion would be glorifying God through film and directing, but also being a good leader and example amongst my peers.
My passion is the dramatic arts. When I'm on stage and, you know, when I'm acting, whatever I'm doing, there's a message that's being portrayed while doing that. And because that passion was given to me by God.
So my passion is writing stories of poetry in a way that lifts people up emotionally and spiritually.
My passion is performing. I'm a singer at school. I'm in music. And I can dance. I dance hip-hop. I cramp. And yeah. And I want to create gospel hip-hop, if that makes sense. Like Grime CMB or like MMG. But like praising God, you know. Just like the same thing. And that's what I want to do. Yeah, it's my passion.
My passion is debating. I love debating. I want to teach people that there are second chances in life and that you're not only going to stand in one position just because you're there right now. And you should always be positive throughout.
Awesome. So all that remains for you to do as we wrap up is now live it. Live into it. Okay, watch this space for Micah to travel the world, because on the 6th of October 2013, he says, my passion is not just to evangelize in Rosebank. Mine is to do it around the world. You know, there was a time when I'd never traveled, and I thought I never would. And now I've got 2 full passports, like full. God will do it. So you've stepped into something, so now you just have to live it. So why don't we pray? God, I pray that you would activate in each of our lives these passions to the fullest degree. That we would go, Lord God, hard, we would focus, we would allow this thing that's driving us within us to so operate and consume ourselves that we will make a difference in the world around us. That you would bring the resources we need. You would bring the connections we need. That this passion, Lord God, would so consume us that this world would take note that we have lived and we have made a difference. So thank you, Lord, for what you've done today in just helping us put our finger on these areas that you want us to serve in and touch the world. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Next week, you'll be finding your mission. How many of you have written a mission statement for your life? Personal mission statement and are living by that? This next week is for all of us. So God bless. Have a stunning week.